Parshas Emor Shishi Per Chof Gimel Pasuk Lama Gimel. By the way, Hashem and Moshe Elim, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Pasuk Lama Dalin, Amir Abani Yisrael, Amor speak to the Jews saying, V'chamisha Asar Yom on 15th day, L'chodesh Ashvi, Hazeh on the 7th month, Chag HaSukkos Shabbasim Hashem, is the festival of Sukkos, a 7-day period of offer Hashem. Pasuk Lama Hei, V'yom Rishon Ben HaKodesh, on the first day should be a calling of holiness, Kol Melachas Avodah Lo Sasud, do not do any work of labor, Rashi says, do it with sanctify with clean clothing, with prayer, Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur, and on the other days, Yom Tovim, Avachol, V'nishta, Ksus Nekiyah, V'tfila. The other days, you with food and drink, and clothing, and tefillos as well. For a 7-day period, you shall offer a fire offering to Hashem. On the eighth day, make your kodesh shalachem, it should be a calling out of holiness for you. You can have temi shel Hashem, and you should bring a fire offering to Hashem. At Teresi, it is a restraining. Do not do any work. Rashi says, at Teres, at Teres, I am holding you back. It's lay next to me, kamalach shazim, and zvon of the suda, like a king who invites his son to a banquet, l'kach v'yam, for a certain amount of days. Kim she gives manly pater, but once the end of that time has arrived, Omar, he says, the king says, b'nai, my children, v'akosha mikem, I request of you to linger with me for one more day. Your departure is very hard for me. Even a task which is a labor for you, in that if you do not do it, you will lose money. And Rashi has explained the word avoda. It seems to be something that's connected to the loss of money. Even we also to do malachas avoda, work of labor, which means there's a loss of money. Tamalomar, he. It on that day, but not the days of Chol Moed. Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Eila Moedei Hashem Asher Tekru Sam Mikra Kodesh. These are the festivals, appointed festivals of Hashem that you should proclaim as callings of holiness. Lakri Bishel Hashem, to bring fire offering to Hashem. Olo Mincha Zavach Unsachim Devar Yom B'Yomo. An Olo offering, a meal offering, a sacrifice of Shlomin, in the covered the Nusachim. Each day requirement on its day. Rashi says, Olo Mincha Minchas Nusachim. Hakrav im Olah, meaning specifically the mincha that comes along with the Karban Olah, not just the mincha in general. Davar Yom B'Yomo, Chol Katzuv, the amount fixed, the Chumash Bekudah mentioned later on in Parshas Pinchas. Davar Yom B'Yomo, Ha'im Avar Yomo, Batla Karban. If you miss that day, then there's no substitution, the day is cancelled, because it's Yom B'Yomo, each day on its own, independently. Pautakla Mechaz, Milvar Shabbos, Hashem, aside from the Hashem's Shabbos, the Shabbos is, and aside from your gifts, aside from all your vows, aside from your voluntary offerings, that you will give to Hashem. But on the 15th day of the 7th month, when you gather, bring all the crop of the land, as to us, arts of the crop of the land, to Chag Hashem. Shivas Rimim, you will celebrate Hashem's festival for a 7-day period. But Yom Harishon Shabbason, Yom Hashmini Shabbason, on the first day it's a day of rest, and the 8th day it's a day of rest. Rashi says, Ach v'chamisha asar yom tachol karban shlamim, v'chagiga. You will celebrate with a karban shlamim as a chagiga. Yachol tidches Shabbos ma'afla, this pushes off Shabbos tamalomer, ach, hovi shol tashlom mikol shiva. It does not overreach Shabbos because the word ach implies that. The reason is because you could make it up all 7 days of Sukkos. The 7th month should come the time when you're bringing the crop. So again, we come from here, we have another source of the commandment to add a month in the year. In Ibor, there's no additional month. Sometimes it'll go as far back to the middle of the summer, or you make a full circle back the entire winter time. Festival peace offerings, like Karban Shlamim, as Rashi mentioned earlier, Shivas Rimim, Im Lo Hevi Bazeh, if he does not bring the Karban Shlamim on this day, as a Chagiga, Yavdi Bazeh, he can bring it another day. Yachol, Yehi Mevi, and Kol Shil, you have to bring all 7 days, not just one time. Tamal Omer, Techogu Oso, it in the singular, Yom Echon B'mashma V'lo Yoseh, one day, no more, V'lo Men Amer, Shiva, V'tash Shlamim, the mentioning of the 7 days is just to tell us that there's a, you could repay it later on if you miss one day. Pasuk Mem, and you should take for yourselves on the first day the fruit of a tree of splendor, the fronds of a date palm, the branches of a cord-like tree, the brook willows, and you should rejoice before Hashem, your God, for a 7-day period. Rashi says, "Pri Hadar, each time, eto period shav a tree, the taste where the wood and the fruit are like Hadar, which means Hadar beilam mishal Hashem zo eser. It dwells in this tree from year to year, doesn't fall off. That's the eser of the citron. Kapos tamarim, chaser vav. Kapos is lacking a vav in the pasuk. Lamash mitalash shimer el achas is only one of them. Arafi tavos." Shanah of Kulim, the branches are plated, kavusos like cords, uchavalman like ropes, vizohadas ha'osikim in Kulia, that's the hadas, the myrtle, which is formed like a bird-like configuration. Pasuk me'amalch, uchagosem, also, chagal Hashem, you should make a celebration for on it 7 days, shivatim for 7 days, to Hashem, Hashanah in the year, chugas alom, the resechem, it's a statute, an eternal decree of regenerations, the chodesh, reshviv, tachogos, on the 7th month, you should celebrate it. Pasuk me'abes, you should dwell in booths for 7 days. Every native of Israel should dwell in the booths. Rashi says, Ezrach, where Ezrach is excluding women, you shouldn't derive in Chamisha Asar ben Nisan the Chayiv of Sukkah. They say that just like in the 15th of Nisan, the Chayiv in Mitzvos, the Kematza, they should be Chayiv in Sukkah. The Torah is telling us only Ezrach the man and not the woman. Be Yisrael, Rabbis is the Gerim, but it's not excluding the Gerim, it's including the Gerim, they're included in Yisrael. Pasuk Mem Gimel Lamani, do the Raseichem, so that your generations will know, Kibasukos Hashatias B'nei Yisrael, that I caused the children of Yisrael to dwell in booths, both Tzio, some heirs, when I took them out of Egypt, and the Yisrael Makech, and the Yisrael Makech, and actually says, Kibasukos Hashati, Anani Akav, that's the reference to the clause of glory. Pasuk Mem Dalet, Edberash Moshe, Esmod Hashem, B'nei Yisrael, Moshe spoke, declared, the appointed festivals of Hashem to the Jewish people.